Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the Tamara Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. I hope that you are enjoying this episode, or I should say this podcast, as much as I am enjoying recording each and every episode, each and every topic. So again, let me know how these episodes are resonating with you. I can't believe that I started this podcast February 22nd, and I can't believe all that time has passed. Time is moving fast, but I have enjoyed every single part of starting this podcast. I didn't know really what to expect. All I knew is that it was time for me to use my voice more. It was time for me to just really get out this message to all of us that we have the power to create our lives the way that we want, using our voice, picking up the dreams that we have laid down, and trusting in the vision that we have for our lives. I don't care how big it is. We're supposed to live big lives. Our visions are supposed to be big, whatever that means to you. Okay, so it is always my goal to make sure that my passion for this is coming through. I think that I've said this before. I can't remember what episode it was, but I'm thinking about recording these episodes and just either making a YouTube channel or just uploading the videos onto my own website, or both. I'm not sure how I wanted to proceed with that, but for now, I am going to keep recording these episodes. And please connect with me. You can comment on the episode. You can send me an email, info@tamuinc.com. I am also on Instagram sometimes. You can even send me a DM if you like. Let me know how these episodes are resonating with you. So let's get into today's episode. So hold on. I have to drink some water first. I kind of got long-winded in the beginning. Okay. So this is why people have editing. But anyway, so today's episode is called, well, I've titled it with a question: what do you and Pinky Cole have in common? Well, first you may be saying, well, I hope you're not asking the question, who is Pinky Cole? If you have not been under a rock, you should know who Pinky Cole is. So I will give you just a brief, synopsis of who she is. To find out more detail, you can just Google her name, okay? And plenty of articles, plenty of her interviews will come up. But Pinky Cole is the founder of Slutty Vegan, which is a fast food plant-based vegan restaurant. So that's what I'm going to say about her business right now. Again, if you want to know more about her, just Google her. There's plenty of information out there on her, okay, and her company. So she started her business, I believe it was 4 years ago, with a food truck. All right. And in one of the, and let me just say this before I start. This is not my attempt to tell her story because, number one, I do not know her personally. And even if I did know her personally, I could not tell her story. No one, and this is a side note, this is not what this episode is about, but no one can tell your story like you can. Okay, so this is not my attempt to, you know, tell her story. I'm bringing her up as a source of inspiration for myself and for you. So 4 years ago, she started Slutty Vegan with a food truck. Now, she started with no business plan. 4 years after starting her business is now valued at $100 million. Okay. The key thing I want you to take from that is she started it with no business plan. Now, over time, because her business has actually, she's gone from a food truck to she's got several locations, multiple locations. And after this valuation, there's plans to open up, I think, 20 more locations. But again, just look up all that information if you want to dig that deep. But now I'm sure that since starting her business 4 years ago, I'm sure that she has developed systems along the way to help her, you know, not only allocate the funds needed to just get the right ingredients, to get the locations, to get more truck, you know, to do all of these things. And I'm sure that she has had, she's built systems to even allocate the right people, you know, to handle the money, to handle operations, to hire people, you know, as she opened up her store, to hire the cooks. So I'm sure that along the way, she has had to develop systems to get the right people in the areas of her business that she needed help with the most. But to start, what she had was her vision. And I heard her say, and it's actually been a while. I think the last interview that I heard her or listened to her, and this was, I think maybe a year after she, just a year after she started Slutty Vegan. And I remember her saying that it was her vision to have a food business that would compel people to think differently about how and what they ate. Also, a part of her vision, it wasn't just about building a business. She had a vision to use her platform, her business, as her jumping point to build generational wealth, to help other people do the same. And she also had a vision to use her business to expand into philanthropy. Now, from what I know from recent articles, she has done all of that. She is a philanthropist. She has started to build generational wealth. She has compelled people to think differently about how they eat, about how they look at meat and why they eat meat, if they still eat meat. You know, to make being a plant-based eater or a vegan fun, and that it can be fun and that it can be fulfilling. She has done all of that. She's fulfilled that vision. So what I want us to take from her is that, well, first I want to say this. Now that her company, well, actually, you know what? Let me go back to one point I want to make because I think I'm jumping ahead of myself. So what I want to say, there are a few things that I want to pull from Pinky Cole's story and this business that she's built. First, she did not wait to have all the practical things in place that business experts tell you you have to have, i.e. the business plan. She didn't wait for that. She didn't say, oh, you know, I don't have a business plan, so therefore I'm not going to even look for my first food truck. She didn't do that. All she had, the most important thing, which I believe is the most important thing, she had her vision. She had her vision, her imagination. The second thing is, she talked about in the same interview, she talked about how, you know, she had people in her life, people close to her, to advise her that she needed to change the name of the company, you know, Slutty Vegan. people told her that slutty vegan was too much, or it wasn't proper enough. The name of her business is still Slutty Vegan. So now that her company is valued at $100 million, again, I've never met her, but I'm going to venture out and say that her vision for her, not just for her business, but for her entire life, has expanded even more. I'm going to venture out and say that she is not sitting at her house or sitting somewhere thinking, okay, well, you know, my business is now valued at $100 million, so I'm done dreaming. I have arrived. I'm done imagining. No, I do not believe that that's what she's doing. Because again, that business, Slutty Vegan, was more than about just reaching or getting a thing. It was about what her soul wanted. It was about her wanting to leave an impact. I'm also going to guarantee that she's not sitting somewhere. Not only is she grateful for being the channel of Slutty Vegan, for being the channel of all this philanthropy, all these philanthropic projects that she has immersed herself in, that she's taken on, but she's also grateful for how she is going to evolve even more. So, in a previous episode, I used Master P, aka Percy Miller, as another source of inspiration, just as I'm doing with Pinky Cole this time. And that episode was called, What Do You and Master P Have in Common? With this episode and that one, please understand, this is not about us comparing our journeys and our paths to these people. The reason I bring them up is because I want us to realize they are people just like you, just like me. What do we have in common? I have a vision. You have a vision. They had a vision. Have a vision, present tense. They had dreams. They have dreams. You have dreams. I have dreams. I have a vision of how I want my life to look. You have a vision of how you want to expand, how you want to be more of yourself. With these two inspirational beings, there was no plan B. Neither one of them talk about a plan B. Using the example of Pinky Cole, she started with the food truck. We have seen, even if you've never purchased food from a food truck, okay, even if you have told yourself, I'm never buying a food off of a truck, well, guess what? The food truck business industry, I'm guessing it's probably an industry in itself. We have seen how that has just completely exploded because it's something different. And I bring that up to say, Pinky Cole wasn't concerned about the number of food truck businesses that existed before her. That was not her concern, not her concern at all. What she understood is that just like her fingerprint, it was going to be her essence that she was going to put into her business that was unique. And that uniqueness was for sure going to draw people in. Period. So here's what I want to stress to you again. Even without the so-called practical things in place, you can begin without them. Because here's what you have to know. We have to know, because I'm talking to myself as well. There are infinite ways for your dream to unfold. Infinite ways for your dream to unfold. All you have to do is move toward it. That's all. That is all. also want to drive home another point, as well as still using Pinky Cole as an example. When you accept that higher version of yourself, you are accepting your power to create the life you want, to create the business you want, and to accept your power that your intuition will never lead you down the wrong path. Also, the other side to that is that following your intuition doesn't always mean full and complete understanding from the people around you. You may not even fully understand this pull towards taking an action. The action, you may be feeling a pull towards it, but you may not fully understand why. That's intuition. Also, people will ask you, well, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? You may not be able to explain with words at that moment or ever. Sometimes the only thing you'll be able to say is, because I feel it's the right thing to do. It feels right. It feels expansive. I'm onto something here. And here's an example. Pinky Cole and the name of her business, Slutty Vegan, like I said, she mentions how people had said to her, that name, I don't know. But for Pinky Cole, that name, that sounded right, that felt right to her, regardless of what you think, regardless of what anyone thought. She was like, I'm on to something here. I know I have something here. So as you are listening to this, as we wrap up, let's say that you have your dream life, your dream business, career. You know, you spend your days the way that you want. You're grateful for that, but your dream has now expanded. This episode is for you too. This episode is for you too. Just because you are happy and fulfilled right now, don't water down the more that you crave, because again, where you're at right now looks amazing. Because here's the thing, we are always evolving. Our dreams and what we desire are always evolving. Always. We are beings that evolve. All right. So that I could not wait. And I probably say this about every episode I record, but I couldn't wait to record this because it was just brewing in me. Okay. So I want to thank you for listening. Before I let you go, I do have some exciting news to share with you. This episode of the Tamara Tammu Show is sponsored by, drumroll, please, IBT Publishing. That's right. IBT does stand for Iconic by Tammu Publishing. You know what it is. So my second book is available right now. It is a novel that's called Untapped. Yes, I know it sounds juicy because it is. All right. So this book, it is filled with a delicious whirlwind of love, sensuality, mystery, suspense, freedom, with a cliffhanger at the end. So it is a story. Okay, a story about a woman. It's a story about self-discovery of a woman who becomes this force who chooses whom and what to invite into her world. Okay, this character is an example of the freedom that we all crave to live the life that we want, not based off of what we should do, not based off what society tells us that we should do or should want. So, Untapped, get the book. This book is perfect for, you know, it's a quick read, even though, you know, it is a novel, I will say, but it is a quick read. It's hard to put down, I'm telling you. Read the reviews. Some of the reviews for yourself are on the website. So it is, it will have you sitting on the edge of your seat. I am proud of this work that I've put together. The sequel to Untapped will also be available soon. So you will need to read Untapped first before you get the sequel. All right. So it is available exclusively on my website, which is iconicbytamu.com/IBT-publishing. I'll say it again, iconicbytamu.com/IBT-publishing. You can get the book there. If you get the book now, you can get a signed copy. Yes, I have signed copies of the book ready to send to you. So like I was going to say, it's perfect for your next vacation. It's the perfect plane ride read. It's a perfect road trip read. If you're doing a road trip with a bunch of people, it's the perfect book to read then. It is a paperback. And I did that intentionally because it's easier to pack a paperback book. So if you are a reader out there, you know what I'm talking about. Also, it's perfect for the beach. It is perfect for that next resort vacation that you are taking. So before you take the next vacation, before you go to the beach again, before you go to sit by the pool, you need to get this book. It is called Untapped. All right. Get the book. Again, read, or before you get it, read some of the reviews that are there. And I'm excited to send you a signed copy. So again, it's iconicbytamu.com/IBT-publishing. It is waiting there for you. All right. So until next time, keep moving on your dreams. If you have laid down a dream that you've had, it's time for you to pick it back up. Ma'am, sir, whoever you are listening to this, it is time for you to pick it back up. All right. So until next time, cheers.